Hey guys, it's Mike and Gia here. Thank you so much for downloading our catch-up and a very special one. The Veronicas are on the show.
I know, you're like just as shocked as like the listeners are.
Yeah,
we got
to chat
to the Veronicas.
You know why I was shocked? It's because you organised it. That sounds like a backhanded compliment.
It definitely did. Like, wow, Gia, you actually can like do something.
No. But you said like, oh, I'm gonna just reach out to the Veronicas. I'm like, you can just reach out to the Veronicas.
Yes, I can. I can reach out to anyone. Whether they'll respond, that's another question.
We just got very lucky, apparently.
No. Yes.
No, but you'll hear the chat very soon in the catch up. But also, there is a full unedited version also on hit.com.au, so make sure you go check that one out.
It's got all the juicy good stuff that you might miss in this one. And look, today we were chatting about being upstaged because Amy Schumer's baby kind of got upstaged by the royal baby, in all honesty.
It's really tough when you give birth on the same day as the royals.
That's it. And then you're like, well, do I hold my photo announcement until the day later? No, yeah. Because it's the royal baby and I may as well have not had the kid this year at all.
Well, it's actually kind of helpful for Amy Schumer because, I mean, she can post the picture of the baby because the royals have not yet.
That's very true because she instantly put it up there going, here's our royal baby.
Yeah.
And he's pretty cute. He's pretty cute because he's a boy too.
Yes.
Royal baby is a boy and Amy Schumer's baby is a boy. But we were chatting about being upstaged and Kim called in with a pretty big one.
Devastating story.
Absolutely.
But next, you're about to hear a little chat that we had about nuggets and the way some guy apparently has been eating them wrong.
Yeah, it's outraged thousands of people online. They're not impressed at all.
And then you absolutely just, I want to say, rip me to shreds.
Well, you do it too, you weirdo.
You're about to hear that next. Thank you for downloading the catch up. We will catch you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Ava Max, so am I. Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, thanks to Tony Lay Motor Group.
Do you have like a technique when you eat nuggets?
A technique?
Yeah, like do you, you know, go dip, bite on sauce? Do you eat two nuggets at a time, one nugget at a time?
I think it does depend on what kind of nugget I've got. Now, I should say, we touched on it just before. I am a nugget connoisseur, a nuggasaur.
Oh, God.
because a number of months ago, this is before you even got here, we did a blind taste test of four of the big brand nuggets from all the fast food chains, and I correctly identified them blindfolded.
Yeah, so you're a nugget professional.
I'd say so, yes.
Yeah, so this is why I wanted to bring this to you. I wanted to get your take on something that is setting the internet ablaze right now. Over a picture that a guy from America posted on Facebook of the way he eats nuggets.
Okay.
So it was a photo of, you know, some nuggets with some other dipping sauces.
Yep.
The issue was he peeled his nuggets.
Oh, right.
Like took the outside skin off of the chicken and, like, ate them separately. Like, why on earth would anybody do this? Like, people are going nuts online going, this is deeply disturbing.
Why is it disturbing?
It's a sin. This is a monstrous act. Like, people are not okay with the fact that he... Somebody even said that the fact that he's peeling them is giving off serial killer vibes.
Oh, why? Yeah, like, it's nuggets.
People are seriously not okay with the fact that he's decided to skin his nuggets pre-eating.
Cards on the table.
Oh, dear God, what?
I don't do it with the Macca's nuggets. I do it with the KFC nuggets, though.
You peel your nuggets?
Okay. Reason being, the batter on the KFC nuggets is different to the Macca's nuggets. The Macca's nuggets, they're more like together more, if that makes sense.
Why would they make them with the batter on the chicken if they were meant to be eaten separately?
You know what? I remember.
Who am I working with?
We're several months in. You can't escape. Long story short, my parents would always get at me for like being like fiddling with the remote, like pressing buttons or pulling buttons out, or fiddling with like cabinet doors or that sort of stuff.
So you decided to fiddle with your nuggets instead.
I don't know if maybe it's a thing where I just get bored when I'm eating and I start just peeling the nuggets.
Actually, you know what they say about people that peel, for example, the labels off of bottles, like beer bottles and things?
What's that?
That they're sexually frustrated.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's a symptom. Maybe you and this man from America peel your nuggets for that reason.
Sports headlines are next. Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl, hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia. Sorry.
I wish everyone could have heard Mike just singing along to that bit.
Doing the yodeling at the end. I kind of did the same thing when we played the Cranberries earlier. Fun enough, both Irish, so that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Stephen Fenwick, up next.
From techguide.com.au, talking all things tech with Stephen Fenwick.
Joining us on the line right now to talk all things tech, it is Stephen Fenwick from Tech Guide. And Stephen, it's incredible the amount of people who are loving Lego Masters at the moment, and apparently it's having an effect in the stores.
Absolutely, yeah. When I first saw the show, which I've enjoyed, by the way, I thought, well, this is just a big ad for Lego, and it made me feel like wanting to go out and buy Lego, and it's actually had the same effect on the viewers. Sales of Lego on eBay have gone up by 89% since the show went to air a couple of weeks ago.
Crazy.
So we're really in the mood to build with all these various kits, and we're actually buying also the bricks so that we can do a bit of freestyle building as well. But it has had an amazing effect on the viewers.
Well, when was the last time you reckon you touched a Lego set?
Not that long ago. I got some Star Wars Lego sets that I have, and I often get some. Like, there's a lot of promotional stuff done through PR companies, and they often send through a little Lego car or something like that. So I have had a lot of exposure to them. My kids are all grown up now, so they haven't touched Lego for more than 15 years. But it's something that I'm aware of, especially the Star Wars sets. I'm a big fan of those.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, one of the women here in our office has the Millennium Falcon.
Yep.
And she said that it's pretty complex. Are you finding that these sales are for these big pieces, or are they just the basics?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of the basic sets are being purchased just so they can build whatever they want. But the most popular are the sets. So with the space sets, the Lego City sets, and also the Star Wars Lego Star Wars, which actually celebrated its 20th anniversary late last week, in time for Star Wars Day on May the 4th. So a lot of things coming together there. But some of the most popular Star Wars Lego sets, I'm sorry, are the Star Wars sets, the Millennium Falcon First Edition. That actually sold on eBay for $9,500. That's how rare and valuable it is now.
So a
lot of people hunting up Lego on eBay.
That is insane.
Because Mike's walked past a few different stores and gone, maybe I'll get myself a set.
Yeah, well, but the show has, and I tweeted this to say that, you know, this is just an ad for Lego, and that all the toy departments are going to be ransacked for Lego the next day. And I was right. There was a lot of people in store buying Lego. But my suggestion was, do you watch the show, how they have all these various challenges?
We're obsessed.
One big challenge, I reckon they should put a lot of Lego bricks on the floor and make them walk across them barefooted.
Oh, that's the real challenge, isn't it? That's what parents go through on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm sure you've all stepped on a Lego brick. It hurts.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, the OH&S in that studio must be off the chain just so nobody gets injured.
All enclosed shoes at all times. Make sure you check out all of Stephen Fenwick's articles at techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick, thank you so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, look, Mike, speaking of Star Wars, if you were dreading the end of all of the Star Wars movies, you are in luck. We've had some new news come through this morning that will give us a little bit of hope coming forward.
One could say maybe a new hope.
I'm going to take that sound effect and I'm going to delete it from every place you can possibly find it.
Trending stories are next.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Amy Shark, Mess Her Up, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia thanks to Tony Lay at Motor Group.
Yesterday we welcomed the royal baby to the world. Harry and Meghan Markle had their beautiful baby boy up.
But we don't know it's beautiful. We haven't seen the pictures yet.
Babies are always beautiful. That's just what you
say. I beg to differ.
And look, to celebrate, we do have some Curash new mother's packs to give away. Baby skin is perfect. Help keep it that way with Curash, one of Australia's leading baby care brands. It's available at leading retailers nationwide. You could score one by chiming in on when you've been upstaged. Because yesterday, yes, we did welcome that royal baby. But another baby was born into the world who, to be honest, has been overshadowed by the royal birth.
Yeah, and who was this? Who was the parents, I should say?
Amy Schumer and her husband, Chris Fisher.
So, oh, that's right, yep.
So she's kind of been pregnant alongside Meghan the whole way. And, of course, Amy Schumer's an actress.
Comedian, yeah.
Most known for her comedic work. And she's joked the whole way along about, you know, being pregnant with Meghan. And her baby announcement was actually her face superimposed onto Meghan's body.
That's right. I do remember that post. Yeah.
So the whole way along, she's joked that, you know, we're in this together. We're at the same stage and all that. But little did she know that then the day that her baby finally arrived, that Meghan Markle would finally push out the royal baby. And it would kind of be like, Amy Schumer, who?
Yeah, exactly. And it's and it kind of sucks because it's like when you're a celebrity and you have a baby, I guess you kind of get like that. That's the one time where you get like a ton of praise coming through, like, oh, congratulations, all that sort of stuff.
Like, there's not going to be much negative feedback on the fact that you brought someone into the world.
Exactly.
Which, you know, is unusual. Usually there's always negative feedback attached to celebrities.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she'd sort of been planning this and thinking, okay, yeah, I'm, you know, I'll post it and I'll have all my celeb friends say congratulations. But they were too busy congratulating the royal couple.
Yeah.
Which is just heartbreaking for poor Amy Schumer.
Well, that happens. I mean, like, you get sometimes people, like, upstage you at various events. Like, it doesn't have to just be, like, birth-related things.
No, sometimes it just happens, you know? Like, you might have been graduating and somebody just happened to announce that they were getting married.
Getting someone gets engaged at your birthday, or even worse, getting engaged at someone else's wedding.
Oh!
Could you, if someone has done that... Ballsy move.
Yeah. If that has happened, call through 13 12 16. We'd love to hear your stories of being upstaged. As I say, we do have some Curash new mothers packs to give away. 13 12 16.
When have you been upstaged? Give us a call now. Taylor Swift's new one, Me, is next. Hit 105.9. And I promise that nobody's gonna love you like me. Taylor Swift with Brendan Urie, Panic at the Disco, Me, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 7:50.
Putting it out there right now on 13, 12, 16, when have you been upstaged?
Yeah, because Amy Schumer's been upstaged recently because she gave birth at the same time as the royal baby.
Yeah, and I mean, she had a laugh about it. She posted on her Instagram saying, our royal baby was born, which is cute. And, you know, she's taking it in her stride, but the poor girl has unfortunately been upstaged.
Yes.
And look, it actually happened to me. I'm going to be really honest. The first ever full-time radio gig that I got.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I was over the moon. Couldn't wait to tell everyone. We had a family barbecue coming up and I thought, oh, I'm just going to hold on to this little secret.
Cute.
And I'll reveal it to everyone. Little did I know that my sister had actually got her own little secret that she was holding on to. And at the barbecue, before I had time to tell everyone about my new job, revealed that she'd gotten a job in New Zealand.
Oh, wow. So she's moving country.
Uh-huh. They're like, whoa, Anne, that's so good. And I was like, no way. I got a great job too. It's on the Central Coast. And they're like, oh, and an hour away. Groundbreaking, G. Groundbreaking.
That, I was going to say, you still follow through with your announcement anyway.
Well, I had to tell them.
Well, true, you did have to tell them.
But I just always want to try to upstage my sister, but she always seems to get the upper hand.
Devastating. Well, we've got Kim on 13, 12, 16. Kim, when have you been upstaged?
Oh, well, my sister is constantly upstaging me, but I moved overseas for a couple of years, so I haven't seen my family in about almost 2 years, and then literally the day I flew home, my sister's water broke. So, yeah.
No.
Did anyone even bother to, like, come get you from the airport?
I was going to say, were you collected?
I was collected, but then literally when we were driving home, my mum was freaking out, thinking, oh, I'm going to miss, like, oh, just, and I'm like, look at me. But I feel slack even saying that. He's great. I love my nephew now, but...
Yeah, well, it's good to know that you love your nephew now. Not at the moment, but it's fine.
Thanks so much for the call, Kim. We're going to throw you a Curash Mother's Pack. It's one of Australia's leading baby care brands. You can fling it to your sister to say sorry for this phone call.
Oh, thank you.
Siblings, eh?
Oh my gosh.
It's baby skin is perfect. You can help keep it that way with Curash. They're available at leading retailers nationwide.
It's just devastating when that happens, isn't it?
It's always siblings. Always.
It's always the sibling. It's never anyone else. It's never your best friend. It's just siblings.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're a celeb and, you know, the royals upstage you.
Exactly. Niall Horan, Hit 105.9. Brand new from the Veronicas, Think of Me, Hit 105.9, Getting Up with Mike and Gia.
The amazing Aussie duo that won me Throwback Throwdown yesterday with their hit Untouched.
How many times can we get to play it today? I'll just keep playing it, I'll be honest.
Well, it's such a good song, and it was where their career sort of really took off. Yeah. And now here we are, like, what, 14 years later since they first hit the scene?
15 years next year. Incredible.
It's absolutely amazing. And they're still bringing out bangers like that new one, Think of Me.
Exactly. And we were lucky enough to catch up with the Veronicas yesterday after the show. Take a listen to our chat right now.
Now, look, every week on the show, Mike and I play a game where we pick old school songs and they battle it out. And this week, we had your song, Untouched, win. It's kind of having a massive renaissance right now. How does it feel for that song to be so popular now when it was released 12 years ago?
It's awesome, babe. We feel, like, so lucky. So lucky that the music connects people for, you know, I mean, a lifetime.
Well, that's it. You jumped up on stage at Field Day earlier this year, and the whole crowd, they knew every word. What's that feeling like when a song just has that much resonance with a crowd?
It's an insane feeling. I mean, that was such a fun gig to jump up with Small Rat. And yeah, I mean, it was crazy. People were literally like storming the stage from every corner of that field. It was crazy. We released that song in 2007, and the fact that it sort of, you know, stood the test of time in that sense, and it's even bigger now than it was then.
Yeah, it's almost achieved like cult status at this point, which is really awesome. Now, let's talk about let's talk about new music. Your new hit, Think of Me. The video dropped on Friday. It's absolutely beautiful. Now, in the video, you are in like a shopping trolley. You're going through like a supermarket, and your faces are like on all of the products and stuff. If you could like snap your fingers and put your face on any like food product, what would you girls like to be the face of?
You know, probably something like a bunch of kale. Yeah, I think we could be, I reckon we could have salt shaker and olive oil.
Salty,
yeah.
Well, it would work with the salt and pepper. One of you could be salt, one of you could be pepper. That could be a little future route for you guys to go down in your careers. Who knows?
We take our salt very seriously. I actually travel around with a salt shaker in my bag because I'm very picky with my salt.
Oh, what kind of salt?
Pink Himalayan sea salt.
I knew it.
Thank you very much.
That stuff is so good. It's supposed to be like a miracle cure for everything. And now, the new song does have us dying to know. Is there an album on the way? Is there more music coming?
There is, my love. There's an album coming really soon this year.
Yes.
This is exciting. Very exciting. Now, it was also revealed this week that you guys are actually set to have your own reality show on MTV. What made you decide to go down that path of reality TV?
Well, it was just a really exciting idea because we were chatting with MTV. They've been a big part of our careers for 15 years, and we were chatting about doing a show, and we just thought doing a documentary style, like in look into our lives and music, would be a fun one.
Have you guys had a specific moment, like in your relationship, I mean, you know, your twin sisters, where you've gone, our ridiculous banter has to be on TV?
Every single day of our lives.
The daily, babe.
Lisa has a saying, and she says, without cameras, this is a disaster. With cameras, it's entertainment.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, how long have the cameras been following you for?
A little while now. We can't actually say how long, but a little while.
Do you think that they've captured any juicy, salty moments by chance?
Probably too many, to be honest. So hopefully a couple will get edited out.
Now, it's being called an Osborne-style show. Can we expect Osborne-style drama?
I love the Osbournes. I thought they were fantastic. You know, I think that it comes down to when you have such big personalities.
The family dynamic.
I think it's that was more what they were referring to. It's just the family dynamic and the big personalities, and that is who we are. You know, you can't dumb it down, that's for sure. It is what it is. So we're excited about it.
Well, the Veronicas, their new single, Think of Me, is available to download and stream now. Keep an eye out for the album that will come out at some point this year. Very excited to see when that's going to happen. Lisa and Jess from the Veronicas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Now, you'll be able to get the full unedited chat that we had the Veronicas at the website hit.com.au. They were lovely.
Oh, they were so nice. Like, I'm like, oh, unedited. There's not like naughty stuff in there.
No, don't be thinking
that we like went down some route and talked about weird stuff with the Veronicas. But no. There's a few things that we, you know, couldn't fit on the show. But if you want to hear it, definitely hit up our Facebook page a little later today.
Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 8:48, thanks to Tony Lay Motor Group.
The Met Gala, it went down yesterday, and I think to the standard person that's not like in the celeb world, the fashion world, you're kind of like, what the hell is this weird event where people just wear the most outrageous outfits?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the Met Gala? Because I do not know.
Well, I want to clear this up. So it's called, well, it used to be called the Costume Institute Gala. Okay. It's now being called the Met Gala, which is a benefit for the Metropolitan Museum of the Arts Costume Institute.
Oh, okay. So that's why everything looks like a costume and not like a normal dress.
Yes. So they go outrageous and every year has a different theme. Last year's was like religious and everyone had crosses and okay. It was weird. This year's theme was camp.
Oh, that's pretty broad.
Yeah, well, a fashionista described it as the hallmark of camp is the spirit of extravagance.
Okay.
Which I do think the celebs this year have followed through by. It's ridiculous, some of the stuff they're wearing. We've put it up on the Hit 105.9 Central West Instagram and Facebook pages. Some of the comments coming through, just a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
Wouldn't go out in them.
One of them has wings.
Yeah. I looked at it and I instantly thought, am I living in the Hunger Games?
Yeah.
All of these outfits, I was like, they look like some weird, otherworldly. They're quite bizarre, quite different.
Katy Perry is a chandelier.
Side note, she also made a costume change and was a hamburger later in the night. Standard Katy Perry.
Of course.
But I think one of the standout outfits had to be Cardi B's big maroon gown.
It looks like she's melting.
Yeah, look, people aren't being very complimentary about this dress. They're calling it a menstruation gown.
Oh,
which,
ouch.
To be honest, it kind of looks like it, but a lot of effort went into it. 30,000 feathers.
Whoa.
Were in that dress. It took 35 people 2,000 hours just to make that one dress.
That's insanity. But think of all the pictures it now has.
Well, that's it. And, like, they go out. They go all out for this Met Gala. It's the biggest fashion thing that happens every year in the celeb world. And it's fun for us to have a bit of a look. What the hell are they going to do this year?
It's actually insane. So, yeah, the pictures are at Hit 105.9 Central West on Facebook and Instagram. Tell us what you think of those incredible dresses. And sometimes they're not even dresses. They're just stuff that's stuck to celebrities at this point.
Look, I have seen the picture of Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner. So they're wearing orange and purple.
Yeah.
It's been compared a lot to the movie White Chicks.
When
the two people at the end are dressed up in the orange and the pink. Nothing's complimentary with these outfits. I feel so sorry.
They look
them.
Like a packet of nerds.
They do a little bit.
Half grape, half orange flavour.
It's weird, it's wacky, it's wonderful. Check it out. Hit Central West on Instagram and Facebook.
The Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer. Who do you love? Hit 105.9.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
That was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.